but love that gravel voice singer. All right, I get to keep moving forward, so let's make it even murkier with some Lee Scratch Perry. Cedric Mighton, met him around the turn of the century when they met. Anyone remember the Safari Club with the Congos? Lee Scratch Perry from 1974, working with the Upsetters to 79. His studio was Black Art, and he was known for dumping multiple tracks on two-track recorder, which really made this really thick, murky bass sound. And then he would overlay it with these sort of like percussion effects to kind of clear out that murkiness. It has this sort of like a dungeon feel. It's called the Black Ark. He finally destroyed it in 79 because he was getting paranoid, too many false Rastas and hangers-on. So he burnt it down with kerosene and painted black paint over his two-track recorder, which is like Mozart setting his piano on fire. But I love this number from the Congos, Heart of the Congos, when the 2/7 clashed, Black Ark. 32 years. Smile, Jamaica.